B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All righty, it's time for Sound Off. The Sound Off line, as always, 610-771-9705. If you've got something to say, you might as well just hit us up on that number and leave a message. It's one way to get your voice heard on the Mike Missinelli Show. Let's see what we have today.
The one thing that I feared from day one with Carson Wentz, that Doug would fall in love with Carson's IQ and his arm and become a one-dimensional coach, which he has been. Doug has to stop trying to make Carson the hero and just win the game. You think Belichick cared that Brady didn't throw a touchdown 2 weeks ago? They won.
Carson have a high IQ?
Yeah.
The IQ comes out?
Yeah, he has high IQ.
He does?
You don't have high weapons.
All right. I never thought about the IQ part of it.
He did really well on the Wanderlick test.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Yeah, no, he's a bright guy.
Yeah.
Just an indication he actually of good IQ?
I think he scored higher than Jared Goff that year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I took my son to an Eagles game. First game ever. They lost to Seattle, and then they lost last week. Not good.
Leave the kid home, I tell you. Yeah, here you go for me. It's a coincidence.
I think we need to back off Doug a little bit. He definitely deserves some criticism, and he hasn't been good this year. And to be honest, he sounds like a bumbling idiot at press conferences. So I think a lot of that is he's at a loss for words. He's trying to take the heat for his players. And they keep letting him down, and he's at a loss for words.
Well, that's a good thing you stayed off him. The bumbling idiot comment would indicate otherwise, however.
I heard you talking about maybe Carson thinking about the baby at home and not being able to tell people. That should have nothing to do with the game. Stop thinking about trying to put the ball in the end zone at home and put the ball in the end zone on the field, and maybe the record be a lot better.
No, I never said anything about his baby. I don't know if you got that. There was a caller that said something about he got married and he got worse. Maybe that messed him up.
No, because he announced that he's having a kid. He even said, you said it. He made the announcement that he's got the baby.
Oh, Carson made the announcement.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, he's happy.
Yeah, God bless him.
Yeah,
like,
nothing wrong with
that. That's good.
I totally appreciate Nick Foles and his help in bringing us a Super Bowl. However, I'm truly tired of hearing his name in reference to the Eagles. Nick not being here has nothing to do with the Eagles' poor play. There are so many other contributing factors.
Well, I think you have the right spin on it, ma'am. But Nick is, the ammo has kind of gone out of the cannon at this point for my man because he lost his job. So there's not even a comparison you can make.
I'm trying to understand. You guys are scared of needles. Come on, Mike. I've been getting needles since I was a kid. Never bothered me. Don't know why. Giving blood has never bothered me. When they have to take blood through you for testing, things of that nature, it's never bothered me. I'm like Tyrone. Hey, whatever. Let's move on.
I actually like the fact that I'm afraid of needles because that prevents me from being a junkie. That's the way I look at it.
When was the last time any of the Philadelphia teams hire a real good coach?
Okay, I don't know. Listen, Brett Brown, AV, I know people are down on Brett, but the tale needs to be told. And then you got Joe Girardi, so you've hired some good coaches.
If you're so confident about the Sixers being better than the Celtics this year, let's make a bet. Make a bet, Mikey Miss.
Nah, man, I don't really care about your Celtics. You know, who am I? Stay up at night worrying about the Celtics? If they're good, they're good. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sounds Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later. I have sound off. I'm feeling a little weak now. That one vial of blood finally caught up to me. I don't know if I can make it home. It's a trying experience. Anyway, stay tuned. The Cuz's Corner is next, live from Parks and Sixers at Wizards, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Of course, you can see the game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. No, you can't. It's the Flyers tonight. All right, so on Plus. So on NBC Sports Philly, stay tuned for a quick slant, and then the Flyers pregame show and hockey. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bring on the Giants. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're a family. Shop online anytime at familyautos.com. Eagles continue to prepare for the Giants on Monday night. Doug Peterson discussed this game being a must-win.
We're in a must-win situation. We know that. And, you know, for me, I got to stay the course. I got to stay transparent. I got to stay as honest as I can with the team and say, listen, guys, we're in that must-win situation right now. And it's as much on us as coaches as it is players. And that starts with me.
Sixers return to action tonight against the Wizards. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Flyers look for win number 6 in a row against the Coyotes. You can hear that game on WMMR at 7. Phillies have signed free agent pitcher Zach Wheeler to a 5-year contract worth $118 million. Fanatic Pro Shop is now Fanatic and Philly sports-themed apparel and merchandise at discount prices. Fanatic Pro Shop at 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, it's Mike Miss here. I'm telling you about my new favorite drink maker. It's called The Drink Works. It's made by Keurig, but for cocktails. Yeah, that's right. You heard it right. Now, I made a couple drinks last week. You put the water in, you put some ice in the tank, boom, and you can make a drink. There are 30 varieties of drinks that you can make. So, whether you like old fashioned, Moscow Mules, margaritas, gin and tonic, even sangria, and even beer. The drink maker works like a fancy automatic espresso machine. Takes only 60 seconds to make the drink. So you get a lot of people coming over for the holidays. This is a wonderful gift. Early bird discount right now of $100 they're giving you. And this week only, they'll give you another 50 off. So a total of 150 savings with my code Mike. And they'll throw in free shipping. Now the only way to get this amazing drink maker called The Drink Works is by going to drinkworks.com and use my code Mike at checkout. You'll save $150 off and get free shipping. Don't wait. This amazing offer will not last, and it's only for my listeners. So check it out at drinkworks.com with the code Mike. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.